wonder what it's like working alongside huge Hollywood names like Kevin Hart or The Rock? Well, don't worry, actor Mason Guccione is here to tell us all about it. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another mini spotlight where we shine a light on all the rising stars in TV, music, and film. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. And I have a fellow Texan here with me. I'm so excited to talk. I have Mason Guccione here. How are you doing, Mason?
I'm doing good. Glad to be in LA, honestly.
You know, it's a lot less humid.
And cold, honestly.
And it's warmer here,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, 20 degrees right before I left.
See? Welcome to LA. All right, well, let's talk Jumanji. I know it just came out in theaters, and you have a role in it.
Yes, I do.
All right, so tell me about your role, how that came about. Mm-hmm.
So I was actually at my agency shooting for another audition, and right before I left, my agent goes, hey, we need you to tape this, and it's due in like 15 minutes. I was like, oh.
No pressure.
Okay, sure. So I ended up finding out it was Jumanji, and I was like, all right, let's do this. I love the old original 95 film, Robin Williams, and it was just so fun. So I shot it, drove back home in 30 minutes, get a phone call, and find out that I booked it, like, right off the bat.
So this is all within 2 hours?
One, honestly.
Oh, okay.
One, yeah.
Good day for you.
So, and we ended up shooting in Atlanta. It was actually, like, the last day of shooting. So I play young Alex, who is basically the young Nick Jonas when I get sucked into the board game.
Hmm. Yeah. So, do you met Nick Jonas, obviously?
Unfortunately, no. Most of the cast that were in the game were shooting in Hawaii. So,
oh, okay. So
yeah, the scenes with the kids, like the young kids and everything else, we all shot in Atlanta. So,
okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Jumanji's such a huge movie. Like, I grew up watching it. It was one of my favorite movies. So, I mean, how did you feel knowing that you're going to be in such an iconic movie?
You know, at first, it was more the fact, like, I'm in the film that I grew up on, mm-hmm. that gave me my creativity and my imagination. So that alone was just a big moment. And, like, it didn't hit me until it finally came out. It was just like, oh, it was supposed to come out in the summer, mm-hmm. actually, but they postponed it to December. Yeah, so it was going and going. I was just living my life, and then next thing you know,
it's casual.
Yeah, super casual.
So did you have, like, a giant watch party, like, your family and friends all watch it?
Yeah, we had a group of, like, 30 people. My mom invited everyone I knew and stuff like that, and we went to the theaters and watched it. It was fun. It was a good experience.
That's so fun.
Very anxious, though.
Yeah, was it like, I have to ask, like, how was it seeing yourself on a massive TV screen?
Sweaty.
Okay.
No, I'm like my own worst critic, of course, as everyone is.
I feel you.
So, I was just sitting there, and I had my hands like this. I was like, oh, God, please don't look dumb, you know? And I loved it. I was very proud of it, and I enjoyed every minute of it, so.
I'm going to have to go see that one. Yes. It's on my list, and now I can watch it and say, I know him.
Exactly. There you got to go see it.
I will. It's on my list. So, I know The Rock is in it.
Yeah.
Did you get to hang with him?
I got to, I got to meet, who was it? Who was it? Jack Black. He was there. I think he was shooting something in Atlanta, so I got to meet him. But other than that, and then I got to meet Alex Wolf and the kids and stuff, so we had, like, the last scene. So those really were the only people I got to meet.
I mean, I'm sure that with a bunch of kids, it had to be so much fun.
Oh, it was really fun.
I can only imagine what y'all did. Any crazy stories from set?
Was
everyone well-behaved?
Yeah, very well-behaved. You know, just here, boom, working, done, finished. It was very serious. You know, it was the final day, so everyone was just ready.
They're like, ready to wrap up the film.
You can be funny, but can we at least get this take, please?
Everyone's like, we want to go home and sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of Jumanji, Kevin Hart is also in Jumanji. Yes. I saw on Instagram a fun selfie of you and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
What's the backstory behind that?
Yeah, so I auditioned for this movie. It was his first actual written movie as well. So I'm really, really proud of him for that, too. And it's called Night School. And him and a couple of his buddies go back to high school to get their GEDs. So they end up attending night school. And I play a character named Gilbert, who is the bodyguard of my older brother, who, by the way, I'm adopted.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's really, yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
Now I'm very intrigued by this.
So, he, my big brother is a pharmaceutical drug dealer, not a drug dealer. Only pharmaceutical.
Okay, so only the legal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, only pharmaceutical meds that are hard to get. So, basically, he thinks he has ADHD, and he needs ADHD medication, and he finds out about my brother, and I just give him a really hard time. You know what I mean? So, it's really funny, and
so, you playing, like, a bodyguard. Are you, like kind of big and bad in this?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, because, like, I'm really small statured, and even though Kevin is, you know, shorter than me, but he's a lot bulkier than me, so it's like, it's a really fun contrast, and what we were improvising was just, it was so fun. It's just, there's so much going on. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
I can't imagine what it's like being on set with Kevin Hart.
Oh, it is a trip, honestly. He is a wild child, but he's super, super amazing to work with, very humble, and such a nice person. It was very easy to work with him. So,
I mean, the movie sounds a little more serious toned, I'm assuming. It's not a comedy.
Oh, it definitely is.
Oh!
Oh, it's a hardcore comedy.
Well, here
it's
I am.
Hard,
I, like, saw the word...
You got Rob Riggle. I mean, you
I
got
I heard the word
Rob
documentary in Night School. I was like, okay, like, maybe Kevin Hart is being a little more serious. So it is fully Kevin
it's,
being Kevin.
Yeah, it's Kevin being Kevin. It's super funny. It's hardcore comedy. Like, I'm...
Oh, this is
you're
on the top of my list now.
Yes, it's seriously, like, I can't wait. I'm so proud of him, especially for his first, you know, written film. So,
I mean, does he pull any prank? I just feel like on set he would just be pranking everyone all the time.
Yeah, he does. He's a roaster. All right.
Did he roast you?
He roasted me so bad. We did a take where we were just kind of going off and we were just doing our own thing and improvising, and he roasted me so bad, and I didn't know what to say. I wasn't ready for it. And I was just sitting there trying not to laugh. Of course, thank God I was off camera when we were shooting, you know, the shots when it was happening. So it was so funny. He's good. He's really good on
the
top of his...
Is there video footage of this roast?
Maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
So I'm going to need you to maybe Instagram that, because I know everyone's really curious now. But we'll get to that.
We'll get there
eventually. All right, so on another, let's change from comedy. I know you're also in a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Neighbors.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, tell me about that. That's so different from being in, say, like, Jumanji's action, Night School's comedy, and now horror.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
So, I was going back to Houston for the holidays, and I auditioned for it. I ended up booking it, but the real funny thing about this whole situation that happened was I went to my haircut lady in Houston that I always went to, and I told her to trim up my sides, and I used to get a... like an undercut, so, you know, they would shave all of my sides off, like, to where, like, you can see my scalp, and I had really, really, really long hair at the time, and that was one of the big turning points that I got hired for, was, like, the hair looked really good for who I played, and so when I went in, she was like, yeah, okay, yeah, just trim, and I mean, she does,
oh, no,
and she did, and I was like, oh, God. Like, and so she just kept cutting, but I was like, I think it's going to be fine. And so I almost ended up losing the job. Close.
You couldn't get, like, extensions?
No, that's the funny thing. I did. I went to the store, and I bought extensions. I was like, look, I can fade. Like, it still looks fine. You can just... And I had this little, you know the spray, the black spray for people who have hair loss? I used that, and I sprayed it in my sides. And I was like, wow, how did... It grows so fast, you know? And so they had no idea.
Don't worry about it.
So I ended up getting hired again. So, and then I ended up going to shoot in that. And, oh, my God, it was so
funny. So what's your character in that movie?
So my character, he... so the idea is that the neighbor, he kidnaps, like, rich kids and uses them to, you know, make money and hold them as hostage. And so when Josh... Stuart gets, his girlfriend gets caught and captured, he has to go save her, and he ends up finding me and my friend Melissa trapped in a cage, all bloodied up, and apparently I tried to run away, so my Achilles heel was snipped, so I couldn't run.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so eventually I take a bullet to the throat, almost leaving. Yeah, I was this close to
escape. You don't make it out of the movie. Sorry to ruin it for
sorry
you guys.
To ruin it for you guys, but...
And so yeah, I'm very curious how that works, though. I've always wondered horror movies.
Yeah.
How did... I mean, obviously...
Oh, yes. How does that work? So they have like, generator-looking thing on the floor, and it has a bunch of fake blood in it, and it has a long tube with latex on it.
Uh-huh.
And they latex it to your throat right here, so you can't even see it. And basically the idea is they go, boom! And you have to react, and they'll turn the machine on, and it'll squirt the blood out. So... I got a little too into it, and
I'm like, you're a dude, you would like this.
So he was like, boom, and I tripped, and I fell forward. There's a certain way, because of, like, pads and stuff, mm-hmm. and, you know, stunt coordinator, I didn't do that. It was just in the moment, and that's, like, how my body felt forced, and I tripped over the blood thing on the tube, and it just looked like it splattered everywhere. It looked great.
Oh,
it was, like, perfect.
So
it looked super realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it ended up, yeah, but, yeah, so basically it's just a fake latex thing here, and then
the things
just
I'm learning
out.
About horror mm-hmm. films. So, I mean, being on a horror film, I have to ask, everyone's acting, you know it's fake, but do you ever get in the moment and get actually scared?
Yeah, I mean, when we shot in a little this studio, and I just sat in the cage for as long as I could, just to kind of see what it's like to be so concealed and mm-hmm. not be able to, like, move. You're just stuck. You know what I mean? It's just, and, like, I'm not claustrophobic, but even to me, it was super small, and it's scary. It honestly does terrify you.
And this is why I'm not an actor, because I couldn't do that. All right, well, I know you've done a lot of fun roles. I'm sure you have a ton of upcoming stuff. So what's next for you?
So I ended up booking a show, 13 Reasons Why.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love that show. Big fan. Mm-hmm.
So that will be coming out this year, so look forward to it.
Excited to see that. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Any more movies?
Not at the moment. Okay. Not at the moment. Still working.
All right. Well, my last question. So you've done a lot of cool things. You've worked with Kevin Hart, The Rock, all these fun people. If you had one dream person to share the screen with, one actor, actress, who would it be?
Right off the bat, Leonardo DiCaprio, 100%.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, I don't even, like, I can't, that man, I just, I've watched everything from him, and I admire him so much. Like, that, my favorite.
All right,
absolutely.
Well, stay tuned. Maybe we'll see you sharing the screen with Leo someday.
Very soon.
All right, well, thank you so much, Mason, for joining us. Go ahead and tell people one more time where they can find you on all social media.
Oh, yeah, it's Instagram is where I'm usually posting the most, and it's at Mason Guccione, GUCCIONE.
Gucci one. All right, well, thank you. And guys, I am your host, Morgan Willett. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Willett. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.